welcome back to episode 8 of Beaver Day. I'm your host, Patrick Spillman, joined alongside Grant. Grant, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Pat. How are you?
Not too bad. Pretty light week for me when it comes to classwork, and pretty excited we get to call a football game this Saturday. It is official. Grant and I will be in the booth on Saturday calling the men's football game on Saturday at home hosting Adrian. Grant, you excited for that game?
Very excited, and very excited to recap Bluffton Beaver sports this week. We've got a lot to talk about.
We do. It was a busy week, and this is what a typical fall would normally be. The only thing sport we're really missing is football, but instead we have substitute softball who played some games this week. So it is pretty exciting, but I know Grant and I are really excited for this Saturday. Cut us some slack. This will be both of our first time calling a football game. We're going to do our best, but we both love football, so I think we can do a pretty good job.
I agree. I'm very excited for it.
But on the agenda for today, we are going to have men's golf. Then we're going to talk about softball. Then women's soccer, men's soccer, and finish it up with volleyball having their first game of the fall. But men's golf actually finished their season, while it seems like volleyball is just starting their season for this fall. The Bluffton University men's golf team played 11 rounds over 10 days during a fall when most Division III schools were unable to compete due to COVID-19 restriction. School record for 54 holes went down as the Beavers finished with a 1,006 at Tiffin, shattering the previous mark of 1,042 set at the 2019 HCHC Championship.
Clay Quayle Horse and Spencer Daniels shot 250 and 251 respectively at Tiffin, dropping Carter Mumbauer's 253 to third all time. A 73 by Quayle Horse at the Beaver Classic moved him to ninth on the 18-hole list, and his 155 has Quayle Horse fourth for 36 holes.
So, men's golf team had an extremely great season. It is pretty exciting for them. And the best part is that they actually are going to end up getting their full season there in the spring. So normally the men's golf team would not have played as many games in the fall, as they would in the fall. But due to this crazy year, they actually ended up getting more this fall, and then they're going to get a full season in the spring with them actually hosting the HCHC championship this spring, which is pretty exciting. The only bad thing is that we do go to school in Ohio, so it's going to be hard for that golf team to get out onto a golf course during the wintertime.
Yeah, we've talked about how exciting it is for this program right now to be at the level they're at and being able to play all fall, but yeah, not being able to get on a golf course till March at best, unless we have a really warm winter, is going to be difficult on them. But I mean, it's going to be difficult on anybody else around the area in our conference for the most part.
The Bluffton University men's golf team did travel to Slovenia for the Grey Wolf Invitational hosted by Lourdes College on Monday, October 12th. The Beavers wrapped up their 2020 fall slate with a 334, besting Concordia by 12 shots en route to a sixth-place finish. Freshman DeMarc Durratt led the Beavers with his best round of the season, an 81 on Monday. Two strokes back of Durratt was junior Dominic Castrovilli, who finished his fall with an 83. Nick Offenberger and Clay Quellhorse both shot 85, while senior Dakota Pratt chipped in with an 88 in his final fall as a Beaver. The men's golf team will return to the links for competition in March of 2021, following an exciting fall campaign that saw the Beavers compete in 8 tournaments. And so, yes, they did compete in their last match there on Monday. But pretty exciting rounds. Everyone shot under 90, which for this golf team, that's going to be extremely important heading into this March, especially if they want to take advantage of the home course advantage when it comes to the HCHC championship.
Something else we haven't talked about for the most part of the fall, they're playing against Division II and NAIA programs that are scholarship programs. So playing at that level will help them when they're playing teams at our level in our conference.
Yeah, I mean, just being able to still play this fall is going to be huge. With golf, like, it's completely different when you're going out and playing your home course and practicing on your home course all the time compared to actually traveling and playing different golf courses and seeing shots from different angles and different, just all around, you get used to playing on your home golf courses, so it's nice to be able to travel and play on different golf courses. So I'm happy for our golf team that they were still able to compete this fall. And Adam Craig did a great job of, okay, Division III schools aren't competing. Let's move up and let's go and not worry about results as much as just working on developing and getting better every day and hoping that the better competition would help push his guys.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more with that.
We are going to move on to softball. So last Saturday, Bluffton hosted Adrian, and the Beavers returned the favor by this on Friday, October 16th. They did travel to Adrian for a couple of exhibition games. Unfortunately, the Beavers did fall to the Adrian Bulldogs in both games. They lost the first game 11-6, and unfortunately in the second game lost a very close game 6-5. So altogether, the record against Adrian was 1-3. But I will say Adrian softball did play more games than our Beaver softball team played this fall. So I will give it to our girls for going out and competing against Adrian. You see, every single one of the Bluffton teams seems to be playing Adrian because Adrian is one of the only D3 schools in our area that's actually competing this fall. But we are going to move on there to women's soccer as well. What happened in their first game on Tuesday, Grant?
The Beavers traveled to Trine in Indiana. The Thunder lived up to their name, striking for the quick goals late in the first half and route to a 4-0 shutout. Bluffton kept Trine locked down for over 25 minutes before a three-goal spurt put the home side up 3-0 at the break. The Thunder tacked on a final tally with 12 minutes to play, and Trine improved to 7-1 on the season. Speedy sophomore Nina McGinn fired two shots to lead the Beavers offense. Senior Jules Frazier and Sienna Sullivan, alongside freshman Ashton Kernut, split the goalkeeper duties, racking up 12 saves on Tuesday night.
So unfortunate, but I mean, the Trine had played. That was their eighth game of this fall season, and that was just the first game for our ladies. You commend them for going out and competing, but unfortunately, as Grant and I both know, experience and actually having a couple games under your belt is huge, especially when it comes to soccer.
They were a very good side. I attended that game. They were very good on their own turf. The place was packed as well. So it was a tough environment to play in as a first game of the fall against a team that had already played seven games, and they're going to be very good in the MIAA.
Yeah, the Trine is one of the other only Division III schools that is actually competing, and actually you were expected to see the football team travel to Trine this past Saturday for a game, but that was unfortunately canceled due to a travel restriction set in by Indiana. COVID cases have risen, and Bluffton decided that because of that, they decided not to travel. But women's soccer was back in action again on Saturday in a doubleheader. Women played at 1, men played at 3:30, and unfortunately for the Beavers, they did fall to Adrian 5-0. Adrian did score in the 12th minute, 27th minute, 50th minute, 64th minute, and 65th minute. So an unfortunate loss there for the Beavers in their only second game. But once again, Adrian has played a lot of games this fall, and that was only the Beavers' second game of the fall.
Also, the Beavers currently are trying, with the lack of games, they're trying to get everybody, you know, see everything that they can between all. I have very deep rosters, so trying to see everybody play, and they're pretty much going even minutes, as opposed to, I know Trine was, they may have subbed four girls on, and I think Adrian had a shorter bench as well. So, you know, you're two programs that are at very different spots in their fall seasons with the lack of time that Bluffton can play. It makes sense that the results went the way they were because Coach Gregory's trying to, you know, see different things, like I said.
Yeah, and I would say that was the same thing that happened with us on the men's side as well. Same thing. Adrian has played a lot of games. You saw the men's side play Adrian last Sunday, and then they hosted Adrian here, like I said, on that doubleheader. And unfortunately, in that 1-1 tie last Sunday, the Beavers did fall to Adrian on senior day for Sergio Alvarez, Sergio Senior on the men's soccer team, who unfortunately will be graduating here in December, so will not be with the Beavers during their spring season, unfortunately. So they were able to honor Sergio in his game, and Sergio was luckily able to score in that game. The Beavers were awarded a penalty kick in the second half, and Sergio was able to convert for his second goal of his career, and an exciting time for him to go out with a goal in his very last career game.
Absolutely. It was good to see him score, and we're going to miss him in the fall, or in the spring, excuse me. And, yeah.
Yeah, definitely going to be missed. Beavers did fall to Adrian 5-2. Just another one of those games where it seemed like nothing could fall right for the Beavers, and everything was falling right for Adrian. And Adrian, like we said, has played a lot more games than what we have. And you saw the Beavers playing almost every single guy saw the field, and almost every single guy was playing about even minutes. And it just, unfortunately, just it's hard to get rhythm when you're making a lot of subs. You have some guys maybe playing out of position, and unfortunately saw that loss to Adrian there on Saturday. But we are going to finish things up with the volleyball team. Volleyball team has been very unlucky with their schedule. They were supposed to host Trine on Wednesday, but unfortunately that was canceled due to the fact that one of the Trine volleyball girls started to show symptoms, which then put Trine into COVID-19 protocols in order to do social distancing and having to quarantine. So unfortunately they saw that game canceled, but then Indiana put on the travel ban, as they were supposed to host Manchester on Saturday in the Sommer Center. But due to the travel ban enforced by the state of Indiana and Governor DeWine saying that if any team from the state of Indiana would travel to Ohio, or any team from Ohio would travel to Indiana and come back, they would have to quarantine for 14 days. They did see that game canceled. So then you saw the Beavers go ahead and at the last second add a game on scheduled the game on Friday to play Adrian there on Saturday. And so the Beavers traveled to Adrian, where they were able to take down Adrian 3-1 in their finally their season opener. Beavers took the first two sets before dropping the third. A convincing 25-14 win in the fourth set propelled the visitors to a 1-0 mark on the season.
Freshman Alicia Like hammered away at the Bulldogs with 16 kills against just 5 errors for a .289 hitting percentage. Senior Remy Bauer chimed in with 12 winners. Kaylee Campbell and Sarah Heidinger added 7 and 6 kills respectively.
Junior Maddie White stuffed the stat sheet with 34 assists, 14 digs, and 8 blocks. Senior Brooke Kleeman and Chelsea Taylor picked up 17 and 16 digs respectively. Like was in on 4 blocks, and sophomore Courtney Weekly fired a pair of aces. Bluffton is slated to travel to Manchester University for a 5:30 start on Thursday, October 22nd, before welcoming Adrian to the Sommer Center next Saturday, October 24th, as part of the virtual homecoming weekend. I would very much look at making sure that volleyball game does not get canceled on Thursday. Unfortunately, that travel ban has still not been lifted, and more than likely you will not be seeing the Beavers travel down to Manchester for that game on Thursday. But unfortunately, that was kind of something that teams have been prepared for, and though it is disappointing, it is just, you know, an unfortunate situation. But making sure the athletes from both teams are staying healthy and safe is going to be the most important part, unfortunately, with this fall season.
Absolutely. They're also slated to host Adrian next Saturday at Sommer Center, so hopefully they're able to do that. But don't be surprised if the location gets changed, or they end up canceling in general.
Yeah, you have no idea, but the Adrian volleyball team and Adrian football team are supposed to be here on Saturday, October 24th. So tune in to the live streams. Those will be there, as right now Bluffton University is not allowing outside guests to be at the games. So do everything in your power to tune in and watch your Bluffton Beaver sports. But that does wrap up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next Sunday. Check out previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. The WIT 961 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Beaver Dam 961. For more stories and information, check out our website, bluffdenwit.com, and subscribe. This has been Patrick Spillman, joined alongside Grant Ingham. And we thank you for listening to 961 The WIT.